This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm Dylan Music. California is home to more than 2 million undocumented immigrants, some of them children. The life of one of those kids is featured in a new documentary called East of Salinas, airing locally Monday on PBS. Salinas teacher Oscar Ramos also plays a key role in the documentary. He recently spoke with KAZU's Krista Almanzon.
I met Oscar Ramos in his third grade classroom at Sherwood Elementary on the east side of Salinas. The campus is quiet because students have 3 weeks off for the holidays. It's a time of transition here when farm worker families follow the harvest to Mexico or Yuma, Arizona. It also used to be a time when the school would lose half of its students.
But teachers, during parent conferences, we started talking about how important it was for them to stay here and not take the entire family to Yuma or to Mexico. So over the years, we don't have entire families leaving anymore. It's mostly the fathers who leave, and the mothers and the children, they stay. And that has helped the kids a lot in terms of catching up and being at grade level.
That life-changing role teachers can play in the lives of their students is seen in the new PBS documentary featuring Oscar Ramos and one of his undocumented students, Jose Ansaldo. The filmmakers followed the pair for 3 years, beginning here in Ramos's third grade classroom. It shows how Ramos connects with students like Jose because he knows where they're coming from.
Jose's parents work in the lettuce fields, and I, as a child, worked in the lettuce fields and the onion fields and the garlic fields. I mean, you name it, I worked it. And at that time, I was 7 and 8 years old. And as long as no one saw, it was okay for children to work. Well, Jose doesn't have to deal with that, but he still has to deal with everything else that comes with parents waking up at 3 a.m. in the morning to go to work and having to come back at 6, 7 at night during the peak season.
How does that life affect them in the classroom?
Well, it's not uncommon for some of our students to wake up at 3 in the morning because the parents have to take them to the babysitters so they can go off to do their job. And when they're at the babysitters, they take a nap. They might get breakfast, they might not. During the peak season, we have students who are sleepy, who are hungry, yet we're expecting them to be at grade level. We're expecting them to enjoy the book we're reading when all they're really thinking about is, I need sleep, I need something to eat.
Despite these obstacles, Ramos finds students eager to learn. He says the East of Salinas documentary puts a face on immigration with Jose, one of the estimated 1 million undocumented children in this country.
Becoming a U.S. citizen is not going to solve all his problems, obviously, but it's going to make things a little bit easier for him. Becoming a U.S. citizen is going to allow him to get financial aid. It's going to allow him to go to a college that he chooses. It's going to allow him to find a job and work legally when he is finally able to work.
It's an opportunity that made the difference in Ramos's own life.
I grew up with a group of undocumented friends, and we all worked out in the fields. But we were given the opportunity to become U.S. citizens. For me and my friends, we were given the opportunity through an amnesty program. And now we have people who are attorneys, who are in the medical field, business owners, teachers, or in law enforcement. If Jose and his friends who are just like him aren't given that opportunity, well, our communities lose great minds. They lose what they can contribute. They lose what they can give back to our communities.
That was Oscar Ramos. He's a third grade teacher at Sherwood Elementary in Salinas. He's featured in the new documentary East of Salinas. It premiered late last month and will air for the first time locally Monday at 10 p.m. on PBS. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.